Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New research has found that feeding babies peanuts has helped thousands avoid allergies.
Haven't we been saying that for years?
For the most part, just...
I mean, I'm not saying do it, but it was something you're worried about. Like, it makes sense.
I mean, you are saying doing it at the end of the day. Like, just... You got to figure it out at some point. My thing would be, like, if you're feeding your babies peanuts, be ready to rush them to the hospital, but figure it out.
I mean, when they're little, you can do, like, runny peanut butter, just like
baby
food.
I was
going to
say, just use creamy peanut butter.
There you go.
So if they can't chew, they don't have any teeth. Or
yeah, I'm not
going to
give them a peanut.
Yeah, choking on a peanut.
But the thing is, they've also said that it has helped them avoid the allergies. So that's where I want to go with that, is how do we know that they would have had the allergy? Is there some sort of
it's
gene that they found?
No, necessarily. My understanding, and keep in mind, it is not vague. I only played a doctor on TV.
Of course.
But something about the, there's something in peanuts, right? That we know that. But there was something that I had read where they're like, look, the kids, like, first 2 years of their life, like, if they're going to have that allergy, I guess it will solidify itself by about 2 years old. But if you were to give them peanuts or peanut butter or whatever the case might be, their body makes an adjustment to it. Understand. So by the time they hit two or whatever, when they actively start chewing and eating food, they probably won't have
exposed.
The allergy. Again, don't quote me to that, but that's the basic idea. Like, expose it to them in the first 2 years of life, and you can...
It's like chicken pox.
That's
why... You get
I,
it, you're
yeah.
done. Most of the time.
Gotcha. I get shingles. Well, that's why I have my kids get stung by bees. Yeah. Right? They're going to cry about it now. 6 months old. Throw them in a bee's nest.
Side note, why do we have bodies that protect us from peanuts? Peanuts are not a big threat. Why is your reaction, kill him?
But isn't that thing with most allergies? Or like Ted goes down in flames and you're like, dude, it's tree pollen.
Right, but I understand that.
But I'm not going to grow like trees in my lawn. Like, I don't get these allergies,
right?
You know, but I'm lactose intolerant.
But that
like,
wouldn't make sense
why?
With the tree pollen. It clogs up your sinuses and your and whatnot. Like, oh, don't let that stuff in here. Like,
sure,
I get that. But the peanuts, it's not like, get it out of here. It's choke him to death.
Well,
kill him.
People are allergic to cats and they get a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times it goes away.
True. Mind over matter. See, all you with peanut allergies, you're just faking it. You just don't know it.
I just eat peanuts and pet cats. That's all I do.
Kohler has made a new $600 camera for your toilet.
Camera?
Camera.
What are
from
we looking
from the bottom?
For?
So you can watch the... You can watch the birth.
I mean, do we need like a 3D movie of what it looks
here
like?
Here it comes.
Basically, it's to help monitor, you know, it's to take a gander at it, and they can send you like a detail how what you got
is
going on.
Is this a camera
in there.
Down into the water, or is this a camera up top?
I think it's facing downward
okay.
into the
right.
water.
So it watches the diver.
But
hit the
I
water.
Do want a fisheye lens on that thing so I can see the birth.
I want to see the birth. I see it go down the toilet.
Right.
As soon as I flush it, we all get that experience.
Exactly.
Like I said, I want to do a 3D movie where it looks like the alien breaking out of the guy's
right.
stomach.
Right, and then I want a screen right at the wall right in front of there so I can get an instant replay.
Oh, yeah. I'd put it on a screen outside of the bathroom.
Right.
So if someone's like, what are you doing in there? Like, look at the screen.
And depending on the movement, you could very well cover up the camera.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Uh-oh.
I want to feel like Steelo on Ridiculousness. Like, hang on, look at this over here. You can see that right there.
Can I suck it back in like a loogie?
He's just doing like a yo-yo move.
I hate to admit it, I would watch that.
Hell yeah! It's a correct statement, but also a terrifying one. Human flourishing is bad for business, according to replacement.ai.
Wait, human flourishing?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like mentally?
Mentally flourishing, where we're doing well in the job market, whatever it is, but it's bad for business when it comes to AI. Because AI is trying to flourish, and we were trying to... It's replacement AI.
I feel bad
is this
for
company.
AI.
Right.
That's what they're telling us?
Well, and basically what they're saying is that was their campaign, because this is an AI company, and they say, we fully know that AI will at one point destroy the world, but hey, let's make some good business.
In the meantime.
They were like, you know what, people are whiny, people are squishy, people are sick all the time, people complain for more money, they're more expensive, so that was their big thing, is that human flourishing is bad for business. You don't want humans to flourish, you want AI to flourish. That way you can save money as a company and bankrupt the entire nation.
Cool. Cool, cool.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is a noun that I give you 100% chance of getting. You guys are going to get this word. But it is an E-word that is the explanation of a word's history. I'm going to do the Jeopardy thing. You need to say it right. An E-word for the explanation of a word's history.
Hmm. Shoot. And you're 100% certain.
I thought for sure you guys would get this word.
Ooh.
Damn. When you want to find a word's origin, you look for it.
Encyclopedia?
Not the encyclopedia, no. Miles, had a guess.
Ethos? No.
Etymology.
Oh.
Etymology.
Yep.
It's not entomology, because that's bugs.
That's insects,
right.
Yeah.
Etymology. Damn. I had too much faith in you boys.
You really did.
A man 3D printed a 6-pound phone case to fight his smartphone addiction.
So that's what he did.
And basically, I don't know where it came from, but he started with literally a 6-pound dumbbell that he like taped a phone case to, and he was like, "I'm gonna get jacked on my phone. Let's do it using this thing." And it was too cumbersome. It was too easy to basically disconnect the phone case because it didn't make using the phone easy at all.
Right.
So then he 3D prints this 6-pound phone case that he then needs to lug around, and he said it's made him notice his phone usage a lot more, and it has brought down his phone usage.
Interesting. Hey, whatever works, man.
You bet.
Good on. And he's getting ripped.
And he's getting jacked. A new species.
I would tape it to a 12-inch phallic thing, a toy.
So that every time you're out there on the bus.
If you want to whip that thing out.
You're talking to a giant penis.
It's 12 inches.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
Why don't you just sneeze, Miles?
Because I don't want to blow it all over the microphone.
He's juicy.
Yes.
A new species of freshwater fungus has been discovered in Indiana.
Cool.
That's great.
Finally, a freshwater fungus I can get behind.
That's what we needed. Damn it. New research has found that we touch our faces upwards of 800 times a day, and most of those are done unconsciously.
I would think so.
Yeah, exactly. They said that it's a nervous tick sort of a thing that you'll just at one point just touch your face.
Sure.
You know, sometimes you get the mild itch, and they hearkened it to a lot of people when they get nervous or anxious, they'll start to sweat on that upper lip.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just, you start...
What a weird place to sweat.
I know.
I mean, they're right. Like, it happens. Like, why is my
right
non-mustache
here.
Mustache yeah. sweating?
I've seen it happen. It doesn't happen to me near as much as I've seen other people.
Yeah.
You know, like in Practical Jokers, Joe Gatto, he got the sweatiest upper lip every time something happened. I was like, that is the most fascinating damn thing. Because I didn't know we had sweat glands there.
Apparently, they're just every freaking where.
They are.
That is weird when you sweat there.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Miles! Michael Jackson's been arrested.
You've got to be kidding me. I thought he was dead.
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Don't be ignorant.
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. But before we get there, I just want to point out my wife and I were at the bar yesterday briefly, and we heard the entirety of the song.
Oh, Mas Tequila?
Dude, it has to have been like 25 years. So like, the song started, we're looking at each other like, why does this sound so familiar, man? And they're like, oh, right, it's an entire song. This just reminded me. But anyway, today we are toasting a random baboon at a random zoo videoed by a random person. Because God knows one thing is true on this program, and it will probably remain that way as long as I'm alive. If you can capture an unexpected animal fart and it comes our way, oh, we're going to toast it. So this is the baboon, and when you look at the video, it's just sitting on a rock. It's not doing anything. It's not being aggressive. You want me to hit it, you got it, Mike.
You know what? I'll take it. I got it.
You go ahead and take it. Yeah. And it's just sitting on a rock. We're videotaping it because it's a baboon, and then this happens.
I wonder what baboon ass smells like.
Not good.
You know?
I like how it picked up a little gusto toward the end. It sounded like it's coming. Yep.
It knew it was happening, man.
It fire that one more time.
Yeah.
You know he's trying to hold this right here. Because he pushes a little more, I am convinced all primates are the same. Like, let's drag this out.
Yeah.
That's one of those farts that makes your butt itch.
Yeah. It's going to itch when it dries.
All right. Thank you, baboon. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.